the final edition.
I'm sick and tired of being all alone. Sick and tired of always staying home.
This week, we've all been indoors, same as you. Didn't even record last week and probably won't until the end of the month. Recording this is the first time I've spoken out loud all day, so, you know, typical weekend, really. And yet, we have new sketches at the top of the show, all about diseases, followed by classic sketches, also about diseases and germs. Communicable diseases in particular tend to come up now and then, which is why good leadership involves, you know, recognizing and planning for that. This is the final edition, Radio Hour.
Can't find toilet paper at your local market because of the coronavirus for some reason?
I can understand why the sanitary wipes are gone, but the toilet paper?
Yep, people are shitting themselves over this virus. So if you've got the bum's rush on bum wipe, it's time to try the family cloth.
Family cloth? That sounds wholesome.
It's a roll of old cloth that you and your family use to wipe your personal areas. Then you rinse out the cloth and reuse it.
I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that, and I'll just say this again. Family cloth? That sounds wholesome.
For some families, the same roll of reusable cloth can last for generations. Imagine using the same roll of toilet wipe as your great-great-grandmother did when she came to America from Poland.
Please stop talking.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and modern times call for the family cloth.
Hey guys, welcome to my housewarming party.
Hey Jackie, thanks for having us.
This is a great new place. I'm glad you didn't have to cancel.
Yeah, the government is allowing gatherings so long as there's a designated health and safety monster in attendance so everyone feels safe. And here he is. Everyone meet Handwashy the Health Monster. It's okay, Handwashy. You can shake their hands.
Did they wash them?
Of course. I mean, you guys wash your hands, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Wash my hands.
Yeah, how long ago?
If you prefer, we can fist bump. Like Howie Mandel?
Oh, yeah, because a fist can't kill you just as easily.
I thought you said he was here to make people feel safer.
Well, of course I am, little boy. Let me recite a little rhyme about public health and safety. If staying healthy is what you need, just wash your hands until they bleed.
Oh, my God.
Okay, great rhyme. So, guys, coats go in the bedroom to the right.
Row! You're putting all the coats in one room?
Yeah.
It's okay, Handwashy. They'll be fine. They're just coats.
Sure, you say that now, but what happens when one of the coats sneezes? If you keep your coats in separate places, the deadly virus won't eat your faces.
I don't think that's how that works.
Okay. Well, if you guys are hungry, there's hummus.
Ooh, communal dip!
God.
When you eat the dip from the public tray, you lick the mouth of everyone at the party.
Handwashy, you're kind of bumming everyone out.
You're being pretty alarmist.
How accurate is your data?
I'm just trying to make sure we don't die.
Right, but if you're not living your life, then what's the point in staying alive?
Yeah, eat some hummus. Let your coats play with each other.
Achoo! Burn him! Set him afire! For the good of the village!
Okay, I think we all need a drink.
Yeah, let's do some shots.
That's a great idea! I'll pour!
Oh, God, what?
What was in that shot? Handwashy!
Was that ever clear?
Or like, oh, God, Four Loko?
Close! It was bleach! Now you're all safe and healthy!
God, my insides! They're burning!
I can't see!
COVID isn't much worse than the flu, but it's nice to have something to scare you! So keep the virus out of reach! Go ahead and drink some bleach!
This sketch was brought to you by CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, BBC News, NPR, social media, and your mother, who would like to remind you that if you touch your face, you'll die.
Man on the street!
A new species of chlamydia has been discovered deep under the Arctic Ocean. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
That's why I always wear a rubber when I fuck the ocean.
Chlamydia from the Arctic Ocean? Man, my mom got it from Billy Ocean.
Finding chlamydia in this environment was completely unexpected. Yeah, that's what they all say.
Not coincidentally, most of the fish in the area had at some point lived in Fort Lauderdale.
So anyone who's been in the Arctic has to get tested now. And that is an awkward phone call.
So that's what sank the Titanic.
Should have known something when all those Eskimos were wearing face masks.
Yeah, you get
Right, Inuit.
Come on, guys. I managed to find chlamydia without even leaving Los Angeles.
Twice!
Demonstrators are converging on Planned Parenthoods across the country to protest against the clinic's practice of free cancer screenings. Our Richard Hertz has that story in downtown St. Louis.
Pro-life demonstrators are blocking the doorway at Planned Parenthood's cervical and ovarian cancer screening services. With me is protest organizer Carol Burford. Carol, why cancer screening?
Because cancer is not a choice. It's a living, growing thing, and God has blessed your body with it. Hang on a second. This is a picture of your unborn cancer.
Oh, shit, I got cancer?
For some, the struggle is personal. One woman who had a tumor removed when she was in college says she now regrets it.
My cancer would be 17 years old now. It would be going to the prom.
But a doctor inside the clinic says he just wants to prevent back alley chemo.
We're not anti-cancer. We just let women choose whether to keep their cancer.
But Burford says every cancer has a right to live.
Every tumor would develop into a viable cancer baby. And every cancer baby could grow up to be Jesus Christ or Tom Cruise. A lot of famous people started out as cancer.
This is Richard Hertz for the final edition.
A message from the state of Texas.
Texas will no longer pay for an HIV program at Planned Parenthood, and some folks want to know why. Well, Texas wants America to be great again. And back when America was great, way more people had AIDS.
Every day you were alive was a thrill.
For the same reason, we're going to get rid of antipsychotic medicine. Schizophrenia used to be way more exciting.
Oh, the things you'd see.
We're also dropping DNA tests, so we won't find out someone on death row is innocent. We'll sleep better at night.
And we're going to let people die faster from cancer.
Because back when America was great, people knew their place.
So join us here in Texas. Life is more valuable if there's less of it.
Hello and welcome to Hannity. I'm Sean Hannity. We have a very special guest returning tonight, one of the great horsemen of the apocalypse, Pestilence. Pestilence, it's great to see you again.
I never really went away, Sean.
The coronavirus, aka the Kung Flu, has killed 5 Americans. Are there Chinese communists working here on American soil threatening our democracy?
Kung Flu is all me, Sean. My horse Whitey and I just ride around the world spreading disease the good old-fashioned way. In the warm, wet, wonderful saliva of sneezing, coughing, kissing, and hugging.
What fun.
Yeah, it's definitely good to get out among people, Sean. And of course, it's all part of the plan to bring about the return of Christ. Together, the other horsemen and I think we'll be bringing Christ back by, about 2022. It's going to be the best return of Christ since Jesus Christ Superstar opened on Broadway in 1971.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are with you, Pestilence.
The following is a paid commercial announcement for Professor Krill's Automatic Imaging Deliverance System. It literally develops pictures instantly. And now, here he is. He's behind the times. He's out of touch. He's Professor Krill.
Hello, everybody. And welcome to the world of now technology.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with the amazing Professor Krell, and today he'll be telling you about his newest picture-taking invention, the Automatic Imaging Deliverance System.
That's right, Susan. How amazing is it to think that soon the average person will be able to develop pictures immediately after taking them using my Automatic Imaging Deliverance System, or as I like to call it, AIDS. Now,
wait, you're calling it AIDS?
You got it, Susan. You see, it is my goal to modernize, revolutionize, and convenientize picture taking with this space age device. You heard me right. I will not rest until every family in America has my AIDS. Are there any questions?
Yes. Once I get your AIDS, can I give it to someone else?
Of course. You can give my AIDS to anyone, but why would you want to? I would hope most people would go out and get the AIDS on their own. Next question.
Yeah, I've heard your AIDS will make me sick.
Is that true?
Only if you put your penis inside the film compartment. Look, I've been exposing people to my AIDS for months now, and there have been no ill effects. Next question.
Yes. Is it true you're also working on a controlled arterial numbing compound expeller receptor?
You mean cancer? How I wish that were true. Next question.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. You seem a little out of touch. Where the hell have you been for the last 25 years?
In my lab developing AIDS. Where the hell else?
He's behind the times. He's out of touch. He's the amazing Professor Krell.
We're back from break.
We take you to the planet Mars, where night has fallen.
That's quite a sky up there, isn't it? All those stars.
You said it, buddy.
Makes you think about things.
Sure does. Like what?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, don't look at me.
I guess I just mean, when you look up at the sky, it makes you feel pretty small.
Because the sky is so big, right, yeah.
It sure is.
Also, we're microbes.
That's true. Why is it that sometimes when I look up at the stars, I'm elated, and other times I feel a tremendous emptiness?
Maybe you just need to eat something.
That's all I do.
Well, you never put on weight, so what do you care?
Do you believe in God?
No, I don't. But I am scared of the number 13.
That's just a superstition.
Exactly.
How can you not believe in God? Look at yourself. You're a huge, intricate, one-celled organism. You think anything as glorious as that just happened?
Phil, you realize that we're germs, right?
Never use that word in front of me, Doug. I told you that.
Let's talk about something else, okay? Like whether there's germs on Earth.
Why are you always so negative? Do you think this is a bad life?
I have no idea, Phil. There's absolutely nothing to compare it to.
Maybe that's exactly the point.
Let's face it, you're extremely easy to please.
Maybe you need to learn about gratitude, Doug.
I doubt it. For one thing, I'm a germ.
Doug, I just wish you could believe that you're as important a part of creation as anything else on this planet. You're as important as the rocks, the rocks.
I think we need to go find some women.
Great. What are those?
I have no idea.
Is that anything like bacteria?
I think it's better.
This week on the Final Edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, Doctors with Borders.
Wow, Doctor, I can't believe you gave up that $1 million residency at the sexiest hospital in Beverly Hills to cure AIDS in Africa. At least you deserve a hug.
Please don't. I don't like to be touched.
That's right. It's Doctors with Borders, using nonsense medical jargon and $2,000 haircuts to save the world. Just don't ever touch them.
Wow, you just found the cure for East Nile virus. Let me shake your hand.
Nurse, prep the crash cart.
Oh my God, who shot Caleb?
I did. Now pass me the scalpel, and for God's sake, don't stand that close.
These doctors will touch your heart, but they won't, you know, actually touch your heart. It's Doctors with Borders, Sundays at 11:25 p.m., on the Final Edition Radio Network.
Got the Ebola blues? Friends and family giving your fevered head the cold shoulder? Well, we've got the cure. Not really, but why not take a break at the only place you can? On Quarantine Cruises.
I kissed a Liberian man, and he threw up blood in my mouth.
I'm shitting vomit.
I put my willing mouth around a Nigerian man's erect penis and sucked every ounce of cum out of his hairy ballsack.
My friend put his liquefied liver in my hands and said, "Guess what this is?"
I'm a cannibal. I ate the wrong man's brains.
Welcome aboard, everybody.
That's not the ship's horn. That's a man with Ebola shitting into my mouth.
I caught my Ebola on the Lido deck.
I caught my Ebola on the poop deck.
I'm a textile salesman on my honeymoon. What am I doing here? Fucking Groupon.
I'm a nurse. I was just trying to help people. Oh my
I kidding? I was eating a guy's shit.
I don't know how I caught Ebola other than some guy shitting in my mouth.
Nobody tells me whose shit I can eat.
Wait, did everybody on board eat an Ebola guy's shit? But don't take our word for it. Here's what our satisfied customers said 21 days later. So get on board this week and you can enjoy the comedy stylings of Anthony Jeselnik. That's Quarantine Cruises. For when you eat an Ebola guy's shit.
Man on the street.
Two HIV positive people have been cleared of the virus after bone marrow transplants from an HIV resistant donor. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Is it pronounced HIV? I've been pronouncing it H4 the whole time ever since I got it.
Who would have thought the cure would be putting more bones in you?
That's what happens when you're just positive.
I think we should save Freddie Mercury next.
Now what excuse am I going to use when I want to skip school?
Nobody's talking about the downside of this, which are bone hauntings.
I think the monkeys came up with the cure.
Yeah, but her emails.
They're going to do a re-edit of the movie Philadelphia with a happy ending.
Where Tom Hanks just awkwardly goes back to work.
I just think it was really nice that the donor with all of that great DNA was the queen.
Oh, good. Hey, everybody, you can fuck me in the ass again.
You mean I have to find another fake charity to say I work for now?
Now I feel like an asshole for throwing out all my old bone marrow.
Shit. Then how do I end my play?
I just wish they'd found this cure before Fonzie died of AIDS.
Fat Albert was cured of AIDS.
I want to get a bone marrow transplant, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll sign you up.
Do you have HIV?
Do you have HIV? Do you have leukemia? I'm not aware of what your problems might be.
Leukemia.
I want you to put some bone marrow inside me.
Okay, well, we'll schedule you for a pre-op.
And what's your insurance?
You might have to get... This is the least sexy room of doctors I've ever been in.
All right, well.
Well, it's almost
cut, 5
o'clock.
Cut. I don't think this porn's working. Let's just go our separate ways.
Every night I get up at 3 a.m. to cut a green pill in half. Doctor said that it would help with the pain, but I know better than that. My cat has cancer. My cat is sick. I can't ever leave the house, 'cause my cat's really sick. Yeah, my cat's really sick.
A bunch.
got the TB blues.
So that was all written by Valerie Vandepan, Lisa Loretta, Barry Lank, Jim Earle, Ben Kirshner, Steve Rosenfield, and the Clutter Family. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus Mike Besaw, Abby Parker, Jeff Hendrick, Leah Krinsky, Leslie Shapira, Samantha Gerwitz, one female voice I don't recognize, John Gutierrez, and Keith Saltajanes. Everything was produced by Barry Lank, except that last song by the Clutter Family, which I believe was produced by Matt North. Lots of music otherwise by Kevin MacLeod. Good night!
Got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Got me worried so, I can't even sleep at night. I've got the TB.